This is a podcast for the Sovereign Hill Museums Association, Ballarat.
Hello, I'm Anna Kai, one of the historians at Sovereign Hill. I'd like to discuss a lithograph that's part of the Sovereign Hill collection. It's called The Marriage of Queen Victoria and Prince Albert. The artist of the original painting was George Hayter. You can find a lithograph reproduction of the artwork in the dining room of the Charlie Napier Hotel at Sovereign Hill. Queen Victoria was only 20 years old when she married her German cousin, Albert. Just a little more than 2 years earlier, she had become the Queen of England. She reigned over the British Empire for just under 64 years, from 1837 to 1901, longer than any monarch that preceded her. The Victorian era became known as a period of industrial, political, and military progress. After her coronation in 1837, Queen Victoria wasn't in any great rush to get married. She wanted to enjoy her freedom first. When she met Albert in 1836, her impressions of him weren't favourable. Much to her disappointment, Albert didn't seem to have the stamina or the interest to endure the parties and dances in which the youthful and energetic new queen took so much delight. She also thought he was too young and needed to be more proficient in English. On their second meeting, 3 years later, Queen Victoria had a change of heart. Not only had Prince Albert undergone further education and grooming in Europe, Victoria thought he was excessively handsome. Having decided she wanted to marry him, and knowing that Albert would never have presumed to take such a liberty to propose to the Queen of England, Victoria proposed to Albert. George Hayter's interpretation of Victoria and Albert's wedding is not that dissimilar to royal weddings that have occurred in recent years. These have been grand events with large processions, lots of pomp and ceremony, and numerous aristocracy and officials in attendance. Prince Albert's procession entered the Chapel Royal at St. James's Palace to the sound of See the Conquering Hero. He wore the uniform of a British field marshal, and over his shoulder hung the collar of the Order of the Garter, the highest honour the Queen could bestow on him. When the Queen's procession entered the chapel, the British national anthem was playing. The bride's dress, made of rich white satin, was trimmed with orange blossoms, which she also wore in a wreath on her head. As was the tradition for royal brides, her veil did not conceal her face. Members of the British aristocracy and elite circles made up the 300 people who attended the event. Victoria and Albert's large public wedding was actually quite unusual in that for more than a century, British royal weddings had been private ceremonies held at night. While Albert agreed to be the Queen's husband, he was given the title of His Royal Highness. Parliament refused to give him any official status in the running of the country or the British Empire. Much to Albert's frustration, Queen Victoria was reluctant to share any of her powers as sovereign, and she refused to take him into her confidence regarding political matters. The turning point in power relations between the couple was triggered by the Queen's pregnancy. Knowing the practicalities of becoming a mother would alter her lifestyle, the Queen was anything but happy when she found out that she was pregnant a few weeks after her wedding. Even though she and Albert were to have 9 children together, she was reluctant to fulfil the Victorian ideal of the nurturing mother. In preparation for the possibility that Victoria might die while giving birth, the Regency Bill was passed in 1840. If Victoria died, Prince Albert would be regent, head of state, until their child reached the appropriate age of 18. As her pregnancy advanced, Victoria had no choice but to share her responsibilities with her husband. Prince Albert eventually became the Queen's private secretary, her political adviser, and the co-director of her family and household. The partnership between the couple became so strong that Queen Victoria's reign could also be considered as Albert's reign too. When Prince Albert died of typhoid fever in 1861 at the young age of 42, the Queen was overwhelmed with grief and went into a long period of mourning. The extent to which she had become dependent on her husband was revealed in her withdrawal from public life. Rumours circulated that she was ill or insane. While some argued that she should abdicate in favour of her son, she never did.